Okay, we are back. It is Sunday afternoon. Got to get Sherry in here. The house smells really good. I wonder what the hell's going on. Cher!
What?
You ready to do a little show? We had a week off. Let's do this.
Oh, is it time to do that again?
Get your chair in here. Here's your headphones. She's wheeling it over the bump. I like it. You doing all right?
Yes.
Why does the house smell so good?
It's me.
It's... It's you, huh? Seriously,
why is the house smell so good?
Yeah, what do you got going on?
I made some Sunday sauce.
Sunday sauce. We're Italian now.
We're Italianos. Awesome.
I had no idea we were Italian now.
Yeah, I just did our DNA.
Oh yeah,
and you're my first cousin.
Well, it's been fun. It's been real fun, hasn't it? All right, let's start this damn show. Kind of bummed I lost our theme song. I have no idea where it went.
Uh-oh.
So we're going to have to deal with this till I can find something better.
I kind of like it.
Do you?
I do.
Beep, 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 boop, boop, okay. Beep, boop, boop, beep, boop,
boop. It's very suspenseful.
Well, today is full of suspense, by the way. I'm going to actually do something that might actually upset you on today's show.
Great.
We have that. By the way, somebody messaged me today wanting to know, hey, when are you guys coming back from vacation? I said, we're recording a new show today. They said, good, because I miss my edgy rom-com. An edgy rom-com. I love it.
I like it.
On today's show, I am going to probably embarrass you a little bit today. I hope it doesn't embarrass you.
Again?
But it will raise some questions, and it will show what type of person you truly are.
Well, we all know the answer to that.
Well, I'm just saying. Well, maybe we don't.
Bottom of the heap.
I think we're going. You're bottom feeder. I think we're going. That should be the name of the show, The Bottom Feeders. I've always loved that.
Yeah. It's not too late.
It's totally too late. What we'll do is when this show starts to suck, we'll do the same show with a different title.
And different people.
Yes, exactly. That's where we don't have to do it anymore. No, seriously, on today's show, we have that. I have an article, and if you're a couple out there and you're wondering what's it take to sustain a very long relationship, I have an article we're going to read here in a little bit of a couple that's been married 82 years.
Wow.
And they have a couple of good, I guess, a couple of good advice for anybody that wants to stay together for a long time.
The first one is to live long, would be the first advice. That is a very good thing.
We'll get into that.
Yeah.
Plus, we have a phone call from somebody has a question for us and all that kind of crap. But first, it's time to catch up. Catch up music. That's what that is, Sherry.
Catch up.
All right. Oh, listen to that clapping. I think we've used this for something else before. I got to really get better at this music thing. Nice. Coming off a week vacation, we had a real good time. It was a staycation for us, but it was your birthday week.
It was my birthday. It's my birthday.
And for those of you that are listening to the show right now, I have posted on our Facebook page, the Gang of Two Podcart Facebook page, pictures of the dinner that our chef friend Tom made.
Yeah, we need to give him a lot of props.
Absolutely. For those of you in the Jacksonville, Florida area, you must go to one of his two restaurants, which are called
Town Hall.
Uh-huh.
And Moxie.
Moxie Kitchen and Cocktails.
Yeah,
a couple
both
different
of them.
Locations.
And, you know,
one's in Town Square, I think is what it's called, or Town Center.
Town something.
Something like. I always screw it up. And the other one is in...
San Marco area.
Yes. So go on over there for those of you in the Jacksonville, Florida, or if you're visiting in that area, write those down because it's awesome. And
if you're visiting that area, you will not get any better food.
No.
For miles and miles.
True. And of course, if you want to learn more about Tom, a little plug for the Terry James Alive podcast. He was on there. I recorded him when he was here in town. We did a real good one about passion. So you may want to check that out. Everything's a little different here. So a couple things we also need to catch up on is your birthday cake.
Yeah. Is there a picture on
there? There's a picture that is also on the Facebook page that I also uploaded for today's show of your birthday, Kate, that says, happy birthday.
Big slit.
Uh-huh. Did we have to do a couple of dumb thing?
What?
Did Did
no, we,
already...
we didn't.
Oh.
We missed it.
I almost want to start the show.
Should we rewind?
I almost want to start the show.
We could do it now, and then you could edit it back.
Hold on. No, I'm not going to edit. We're going to do this right now because I'm very uncomfortable if I don't do it right. I'm going to get our theme here again. It's the whole theme thing screwed me up. Welcome to Gang of Two. A hilarious look at coupledom.
From a couple of dumbs.
Okay, that's good.
All right.
So,
you feel better now?
I feel a little weird, but I feel like I had to do that. I apologize.
OCD there?
No, it's just, yeah. I think that's what it is. So your birthday cake was really good. Mm-hmm. I really don't like your birthday cake, but
I know I love it.
Tell people what type of birthday cake it is.
Do you not want to talk about the writing on it?
We're going to.
Oh, okay. All right. Okay. It's a chocolate cake. Nice moist chocolate cake, chocolate mousse filling, and then the frosting is cream cheese.
Yeah. So, something like that. It's horrible.
Cream cheese frosting.
It's
oh my
horrible,
God, no, it's delicious.
But the birthday cake said, "Happy birthday, Big Slit."
Big Slit.
Yes,
Big
Slit.
Is my rapper name.
Which is your rapper name.
For those of you who are not informed.
If you want to be informed, just go back and listen to one of these shows. We talk about the whole thing right there.
So now you're on the inside?
Now, I was also struggling because we celebrated your birthday on the weekend, which really wasn't your birthday. Your birthday was actually Tuesday.
Yes.
Last Tuesday. And so, but we had friends over, and Tom cooked for everybody.
Yeah.
We had a real good time. And on Tuesday, I felt like I let you down.
No.
For your birthday.
Are you kidding?
All I got you was a card.
Yes, you did. It was an awesome card.
Thank you.
Which, by the way, we probably need to talk about.
Why?
Well,
I
it was really nice. Had some nice things to say. It was very sweet.
Yes, thank you.
But
because I have that kind of game.
Yeah.
Uh huh.
But you signed it Terry James.
Yeah.
So I don't know what I'm supposed to do with that. Should I put it on? Should I put it up for sale on eBay and see how much money I can get for your autograph?
Because I autographed your card. Kind of impersonal.
I'm really glad you stipulated Terry James because I wasn't sure which Terry.
Hey, listen, when you're famous like me, you always sign your full name. You know, you always sign your... So, damn it. I was hoping you would notice. I talked about it on the Lexa Terry Show. Because I felt stupid doing that. I signed it and went, oh, crap, I don't have another card. So I have to give you that card, and I signed my full name on there. I was like, she doesn't know who that is. So you picked up on it. I apologize.
Okay. It was funny. It gave me a little chuckle.
I apologize for that. So... Let's see, what else do we need to catch up on? Oh, I went to the dentist. I cracked another tooth.
Yep.
I don't understand this chipping of the teeth.
I don't know. We're getting old.
So I went to the dentist, who I love our dentist. I really do.
Yeah.
I think she's awesome.
Yeah.
It's right here in our own building. You couldn't be, you know, more convenient. But even if it wasn't that convenient, I'd still go to her. She's really good.
Yeah.
And she got me in there, and she filled the back of it. It was the back of a front tooth.
So weird.
And it was weird because, it was so embarrassing, because I said I wasn't, she goes, did you bite down hard on something, like an apple or a corn on the cob or something? And I said, no. You really want to know what I was eating? She said, I'm dying to know. I said, I cracked my tooth on a chocolate marshmallow bunny.
Yep, and that's my husband. How old are you? Just a little boy.
And then when it was going out of my mouth, much like when I signed your card, I was like, whoop, 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 whoop. I wanted to get it back. I wanted to get it back and then chip all of my teeth on the thing I was going to say. But it was so weird. I did it. Yeah, I chipped it on a marshmallow bunny. A marshmallow
cocktail.
It was really, really bad. It was really bad.
Yeah.
One other thing we need to check on or update people on. We said that we're going to watch LeBron James's new show. You and I have not gotten into shows together. I think it's called $1 Million Mile.
Mm-hmm.
And the promos said that it was going to be the way the promos looked, they said it was going to be like people running through the streets of Los Angeles with elite athletes chasing them.
Right.
And if the athletes could catch up to them,
they're going to get
$1 million.
Oh.
But it's not even close. I'm sure that's it. I mean, I guess what I said is the truth, but it had nothing to do with what I thought the show was going to be.
I hate that.
So you and I said we're not going to watch this show.
No, we are boycotting it.
I am pissed off at LeBron James.
Oh,
for false advertisement. Mm-hmm, mm-hmm, it is a lame show. I always like telling people and sending people positive stuff. Like, here's a good show to watch. Here's a good meal to eat. I don't like being the critic, because what may be good to somebody else is not good to somebody else, or vice versa. Mm. But this show is such a letdown. I felt like I have to let people know.
Jeez.
So if you like it,
watch it.
If you like it, enjoy it.
Also,
if you are on the fence about watching it, maybe you should not watch it and take something else into consideration.
Also, you should not be going to the Polo Lounge in Hollywood. We're supposed to boycott that.
What? Why?
Didn't you hear that about that? George Clooney?
No.
Apparently,
where are you getting that? How it's kind of a weird segue. Was
no,
that?
We're boycotting. Are we boycotting?
Oh, so are we boycotting now?
Yeah. So
is that what we're doing? Because we're
always in Hollywood.
Okay. Okay. So why they?
Apparently, it's owned by the government of Brunei or some the Shah or the Sultan. I don't know.
Oh, okay.
And
so
they what did they do? They're allowing stoning of adulterers and gay people or something?
No, that doesn't sound fun.
No, it's...
However, I would like to say now, I don't know what we're going to do, because I had plans of doing our first live show ever in front of an audience at the Polo Lounge in Hollywood.
It's gone.
What am I going to do?
What are you going to do?
I got to go back to the drawing board.
Yep.
Back to the drawing
board.
That's it. All right, let's get into a phone call here.
Hey, it's Bridget in Mobile, Alabama. Just a couple of questions. Where did Sherry and Terry meet? And where did you guys get married? Just curious.
All right.
Hmm.
Do you remember back that far?
Yes, I do remember back that far. But I thought we'd answered this question before.
Yeah,
where
I thought
we met. We met at a thing.
It was a swingers thing.
Yeah, and Sherry was hooking up with three other women, and I tried to work my way in there.
And out of the four of us, I guess. I don't know.
You were
we connected.
You were the one that moved the most.
Yeah. Well, we made eye contact.
Which was really hard because I was behind you.
Right. But, I've been accused of having eyes behind in the back of my head. So.
Yes. I had to part the back of your hair so I could look at you.
And then you went, oh, that's
look at this.
Hot.
That is
eyes
hot.
Eyes in the back of the head. That's kind of hot.
I've never fucked an alien before. So that's how we met.
Right.
Actually, we met at a... We met at a radio event in San Jose,
it was
California.
It was a Boston concert.
The band Boston.
Yeah,
yes.
It was Boston. They were playing at a nightclub thing, and you were there doing a show.
Mm-hmm.
And I went with my roommate Kathleen Podrasky.
Mm-hmm.
And take it away.
And yeah, that's where we met. It wasn't a big giant thing. It was, I obviously thought you were hot, but I was in no mood to have a girlfriend. Mm-hmm. I was just coming out of a relationship. Mm-hmm. I was at a job I really didn't like. I was making no money. It was just a bad time in my life. And of course, boom, you fell into my lap and
boom.
I had to propose to you right away. And you said yes.
Yeah, it was like a month later.
Yeah, a month later. But then we didn't get married for a little over a year and a half or so.
It was one
after
year.
That.
I think it was about 1 year. Yeah.
And we got married at a winery in San Jose, California.
Los Gatos.
Yes, Los Gatos.
Yeah.
And we had a very small wedding, which we paid for.
We did. Shout out to Byington Winery by the BTW.
It was just a weird thing. And it's
beautiful.
It's still
weird.
A touchy subject.
It was weird.
With my family. It's still because I didn't invite anybody.
Yeah. I remember at the time thinking it was a little weird. And now that I know them, I think it's even weirder because they're lovely people.
It had nothing to do with that. It was all about me being insecure. It was all about me coming out of one relationship and being in another, but it had really nothing much to do with that. It more so had to do with asking somebody to spend money to go to Northern California for the thing.
Oh.
I didn't want to ask any of my family members to spend any money.
Oh.
And knowing that I, you know, and had I really thought it through, right then it was just me, what I thought was looking out for the best of them,
mm-hmm.
And me. I just didn't want it to be, you know how I am. I don't like to inconvenience people.
Yes.
It's to a fault
yes.
that I don't like to inconvenience
yes.
people. And that is the absolute truth of why I didn't want to do this is because I didn't want people to feel obligated.
Yeah.
And it just felt really, really bad to me.
So now they feel bad that you never invited, especially
well,
your sister.
Now they feel bad now that they know what I married.
That's true. Now they're happy they
yeah,
didn't.
Yeah, Shannon was very upset about it. Yeah. I think my brothers would, you know, were probably a little perturbed by it. However, I hope they understood.
You know what pisses me off is none of my family thought anything of it. You know, looking back, like uh-huh. if one of my brothers were getting married and like nobody on the other side was there, like nobody, uh-huh. I'd be like, listen, this is kind of a red flag. I don't know. Maybe he's got another wife somewhere, another family.
Yeah, I could see that.
You know?
See, once again, I didn't think any of that all the way through.
Yeah.
I really didn't. And had I had done it again, had I been able to do it all over, I would definitely invite them.
Yeah.
Obviously, I would have done that.
Yeah.
However, and I think my buddy Mike was upset because
he
wanted to be, you know, we had always had this thing where you're going to be my best man.
Right.
I'm going to be your best man. And I was his best man. He wasn't my best man.
You know what? That's so not cool. I never didn't know that until now.
I'm a dick, Sherry.
Yes, you are.
That's what happens when you're with me. Yeah. No, I've made a lot of stupid decisions. And I'm trying to take... And it's so weird because somebody who really wants to be considerate to everybody, that was pretty inconsiderate of you and your family, too.
Yeah. But you know what? We saved a shit ton of money.
We did.
Because we only had like 50 people at it.
And we didn't have any money to when we got married.
Yeah.
And Sherry rebuilt her 69 Dodge Charger RT to pay for our wedding.
I want to say I appreciate you adding on the RT. Some people would not do that.
You're welcome. You're welcome. Now, this leads me to a weird thing here, a weird subject that I want to talk about. I was on Amazon
mm-hmm.
and I was looking for something to get. I forget what it was, but I clicked on what was in the cart.
Yes.
Now, I usually don't leave things in the Amazon cart. When I get it, I order it right away and get what I need from Amazon. I am notorious for going on MajorLeagueBaseball.com or something like that, and where it has all these t-shirts that I like, and I it's a kind of a hobby that I have. I put all these things that I like into the cart, and then I see how much the grand total is, and when the grand total is something like $700, which it truly is,
click buy.
I start editing there. I go, well, I don't really need that. I have something like that.
Yeah.
And then by the time I get to the final three items, that's usually about $150 or something, I go, I don't need it. And I delete the whole thing. And I do this all the time.
Yeah.
Sometimes I feel bad, but I do know that you and I have goals.
Right.
We have financial goals that we're working on right
now,
which most couples, I hope, most couples do. We didn't get serious about our financial goals till later in life.
Yeah.
I mean, we kind of did.
Ago, a week ago?
Until about a week ago, we said, you know what? We should probably save something.
Yeah, maybe.
Yeah, maybe something for the rainy day.
God, there's enough rain around here.
Yeah, that's what I normally do.
Yeah.
So I'm looking at this Amazon thing, and I see that you have a lot of things
I leave it in there until, and I do the same thing. I will take things out, but I normally don't take things out. I just let it sit there for a while. And then one day when I really need something, and then I buy it all.
Well, I would like to ask you and go over a few of these if you don't mind.
Oh, right. Oh, we're having a family meeting.
Yeah, we're having a family meeting right now.
Budget meeting.
What is a hydroponic acid serum for skin?
Oh, why is that in there? Oh, I thought I bought that. I don't know what that is.
Yeah?
I think it's, you know, it's a serum.
Actually, these are some things that you have bought. Actually,
oh,
now that I'm looking
at,
because there's these rocks that you bought. Some rocks.
You need that. You're in the wrong thing.
Okay.
Click on the cart.
Okay. There we go. I clicked on the cart. Now, there's a full circle scrap happy food scrap collector and freezer.
Yeah.
Compost bin in green, $15.
Okay, just take a look at that picture, will you? And compare it to the composter we have now. The composter we have now is round. That is like rectangular, and it'll fit in our freezer better.
I hate composting. It's a pain in the ass. I know it's a must.
It is.
Mm-hmm. We have to here.
I haven't bought it yet because the compost bin we have now, or pail, whatever, is working fine.
Do you think that's going to fit in there?
I don't know. I haven't measured it.
A Potessa Natural Cori Bead Shell Anklet Bracelet.
Look at that and then tell me it doesn't scream Hawaii.
But you could buy those in Hawaii. Why would you want that?
Well, I'm not going to spend my time shopping in Hawaii.
So you want to go to
Hawaii? Time in Hawaii looking fly.
We're going to Hawaii in August.
Yes.
And so you want to go there with your shells already?
Here's the thing. It's funny. What's around my neck right now? There you go.
My hands.
Hey.
No.
It's a shell.
Shells. Is this a thing now?
It is. Go on the IG, yo.
A lot of people doing shells.
Yeah, huh? It's a big thing right now.
Okay.
Yeah.
How about this anti-spy hidden camera detector, RF?
We need to get that, actually. We saw this on the news the other night.
People
are putting hidden cameras in their, like, Airbnbs, and even, I think, hotel rooms, not in the U.S.
We saw it on the news. It was in a hotel room, a fake little smoke detector was a camera right over the bed. But Airbnbs, which, by the way, I effing hate Airbnb. I can't stand it. I have to go just because Sherry likes it.
You saw it.
I don't like it. I don't like
it. It's right on the water.
I don't care. I still don't like it. If you have to take your anti-spy shit to something, how good can it be?
I looked at how to use it. It's pretty interesting. You put it up to your eye, and then you just kind of scan the room, and anywhere there's an IR, you know, a little red, it shows up.
Other things that we're learning about Sherry right now in her Amazon basket, add-on weights, 2.5 pounds.
Yeah, because you know at the gym, downstairs, the gym we have here, they have crap for weights.
And why have you not bought this yet?
I don't know.
Okay.
I don't know.
Autumn winter fashion unisex crochet knitted scarf cape shawl with sleeves.
Scarf what?
It says scarf cape shawl.
Well, which one of those
with
things
sleeves?
Is it? It can't be all things to everyone.
Dark gray.
Aye, that was a whim.
$15.
Oh, my cat. It's probably going out. I'm probably not buying it.
Okay. DHA.
That's supposed to help for your memory.
Well, you forgot to order it.
I did.
A 3-pack of Barkeeper's Friend Cookware Sink Cleaner.
Mm-hmm. Our sink is disgusting.
I'm noticing there's not a lot of things for you in here.
Oh.
I kind of appreciate that some of these are for us.
Yeah.
Barkeeper's Friend Powdered Cleanser, 12 ounces. Why that? Same thing.
Yeah.
Color tone tie-dye t-shirt, MD Spider Silver.
Mm-hmm.
Medium.
Tie-dye is very hot right now.
And why are you wearing medium? You're a very petite woman.
I like to... Oh, it's oversized. Oversized.
And so tie-dye and shells are in. This is what we've learned today.
Yes. It's the Cali cool surfer look.
Also, here's the number one Brazilian bestseller self-tanner, best bronze self-tan spray, 3.5 fluid ounces.
Does that not scream Hawaii to you?
There's sun in Hawaii. Why don't you? Here's the plan. You get suntan in Hawaii.
Oh, my God.
Then you go buy yourself some effing shells.
No! God, that's blasphemy. I get wrinkles.
Okay. Ring noodle.
Ring noodle.
That's what it says.
Oh.
Ring size reducer.
Oh.
What are you getting? Hold on. So you're losing so much weight, your rings don't fit anymore.
I wish. No, I have rings that I bought that were probably too big to begin with that I needed to do something with. There you go.
So you found that. Okay. Salt, fat, acid, heat, mastering the elements of good cooking.
Yeah. That might be a gift or it might be for me. I don't know. I want it.
Okay. Water replacement filters. I see that. The flavor matrix looks like it's the art and science of pairing common ingredients to create extraordinary dishes.
Yeah, that sounds good.
Man, you are a cooker, aren't you?
That sounds good.
And David Mallette spray number 2, Le Volume.
Yeah, I don't.
What is
hair?
That?
Is it a hair product?
I guess it is.
I probably saw it on someone's site somewhere. Somebody recommended it, and I went over there and threw it in there and then forgot about it.
I kind of like this this segment here. Now, is there, are you going to be more conscientious of what you leave in the thing now because of this? Because you know it's going to end up on the show?
Probably.
You're like, damn it.
I'm not putting, you know,
okay, I'm going to wait for you
tampons in there or anything.
That's not where you put the tampon. I think that I will let this lie for a while. Mm-hmm. Hopefully you'll forget all about it. Mm-hmm. And then this will make another appearance because we have just learned about you. And I have to say, this, when I read this and looked at this, it touched me in a certain way. It was really sweet for some reason.
So if you ever have anything in there, you're going to have to claim it as yours. You don't do that, though.
I never do. I either buy it or don't buy it.
Yeah. Okay.
That's it. That's the way that things work here. So being married is quite a bit of work. People know this. Yeah. But if I've always had the saying to myself, if it becomes a full-time job, then I don't want to have that job. I already have a full-time job.
Yes.
If marriage is work, I don't want it.
Well, it is some work.
Yes, there is work that you have to put into it.
Yeah, I mean,
if you want it to last, you got to put some.
I like the analogy of like a stovetop. You know, you got four burners, and each burner represents like, you know, there's family over here, work over here. And in order to not, you know, either have them boil over mm-hmm. or stop cooking, you know, you got to tend to the burner.
Yeah.
And if you don't tend to it, you're not, you know, you're even going to end up. We're going to end up with a shitty dish.
That's true.
Why is
everything cooking?
I know.
All of a sudden.
Yeah, it's just definitely.
Now, so I stumbled across this article of a couple that's been married 82 years. And I'm going, first of all, how old are they?
Yeah.
That was the first thing I thought. Over the years, they said they remember meeting one another, and they also remember cab rides going up from 10 cents.
Oh, my God.
This is a couple. They're in North Carolina. They look really healthy. A Charlotte, North Carolina couple. There's the lady right there. She's in her hundreds. She's 103 years old.
Whoa.
I would hope that you remember meeting each other. Is that what's going to happen?
I know.
Hey, how do you guys? Yeah, we remember meeting each other at least. What the hell is that?
I don't remember anything else.
83 years. There's a lot of amazing memories that are just going away.
I would imagine that they probably don't have a lot of memories without that person in their life.
You know sure, I mean? Absolutely.
Yeah.
One's 108, the other one's 103, I think it is, or something along the lines of that.
Impressive.
They said they don't have a secret for a long relationship, just be nice to one another.
Yeah.
They've always thought about being nice to one another, and it's a conscious decision to be nice and respectful for one another.
I try and do that. I notice, you know, like if you do something that irritates me and it's stupid, before I say something like, could you not do, I just catch myself and go, you know what? It's not a big deal. It's not worth it. You know, just.
I wish I was better at that.
I think you do it.
I think I've been very good at it over the last couple years. Mm. But I think that I let it be known when there's something that I dislike.
Yeah.
And I hope that bringing it up, well, if it's not such a hard thing to do, like leaving peanut butter all over the countertops.
I do not do that.
I'm just saying, if I did that, and you do that.
I don't.
If I did,
you said doo-doo.
If I did that, and I knew you didn't like it, I would, like I said earlier, I'm a people pleaser. I want to please you 100% of the time.
That is true, and I am not a pleaser.
You don't care. In fact, I've learned that if you bring something up like that, it's going to happen more.
No,
it's
that's
not only
that's
is
not
the
fair.
Is the I, is the peanut butter going to be on the spoon mm-hmm. on the counter? Mm-hmm. It's going to be smooshed around a little, maybe with your signature on
mm-hmm.
it.
Mm-hmm.
So, but yeah,
don't give me any ideas.
But I think that we go out of our way to be kind to one another.
I think so.
A lot of the times, like we've said on this previous shows, at night we ask. Sometimes we ask each other, you know, hey, was I good to you today?
Yeah.
And we mean it, real. And if I wasn't, let me know where I wasn't, because I want to be better.
Because I want to know so I can tell you to screw off.
Exactly.
Yeah.
There's that.
Yeah.
Now, their family said that it's a lot more than what they said.
Really?
They said there's a lot more. They've noticed like their granddaughters and grandsons and their kids and all that. They've noticed that they are very good at communicating with one another.
Oh, yeah.
And they're always letting each other know how they feel, and they work together for saving money. They watch them get on the same page with, you know, religion and kids and all that. And they work together as a team instead of against each other.
I mean, that almost sounds like you can't have differences of opinion too.
Well, you can have a difference of opinion, but you could also come to a conclusion. Let's just say it's how to raise your kid. Do you want religion in their life?
Yeah.
I know what both of us would say. We'd say, well, whatever. Yeah, let have a kid. You know, that's where God comes in. But no, there's that type of stuff that they've seen them work through these processes together. Where they come to when somebody might have to acquiesce to the other, but they also compromise a lot. They always saw that it wasn't always so and so the dad or the mom getting the win all the time.
Right.
So they said that that's one of the big things. So I took away from this quick little article that, you know, I think we're kind of on the right track.
I think
as far as that
communication
goes.
Is hard. It doesn't always doesn't always happen. Sometimes we are miscommunicating, but
yes, very rarely.
Yeah, I think it's rare.
Yeah, very rarely.
It does happen.
Yeah, it does.
Yeah.
But once again, when we notice it's happened, we will actually say, I think there was a miscommunication there. And then we will try to go back to that moment, which is awfully painful.
I know.
It's so painful.
Yeah, it's not fun, but.
Yeah, okay.
All right.
It is time now for one of everybody's favorite segments on the show. It's the only thing that I've asked you to prepare for today's show. I had no idea that people loved it so, so much, but it's time now for Have a Nice Day. Or Have a Good Day. Or I don't.
Either one. It's interchangeable.
It is interchangeable. I want to thank everybody who spreads this show around and sends it out on all their social media platforms. Oftentimes, people will include the hashtag Have a Nice Day. and people are asking for a Gang of Two Have a Nice Day t-shirt.
Or we could do like a Nirvana ripoff.
Yeah, if we had a really funky little smiley face that was like funny. Mm-hmm. But Have a Nice Day. Maybe we'll work on that. Maybe we'll work on that. We'll make that one of our first official t-shirts. Anyway, we'll get on to that. But do you have a Have a Nice Day story? I'm going to promo. Yes, I am going to say, well, look at you being a pro. I like this. What this is we have the innate ability to take a horrific story.
Horrible.
Something that has happened, whether it's in the news, a personal story, maybe something that's happened to our friends. We don't know, but any sort of tragic story, we have the ability to put a positive spin on it.
Yes.
So far, it's always you, but you do it.
Oh, yeah, because you always say we.
Yes, you do.
It's my
this
jam.
Is you. This is your thing. You do have it. You are very special when it comes to this. Okay.
So there was a couple lived down in Tacoma, which is about 45 minutes from here.
Mm-hmm.
They had bought him a new Harley. They were driving it home. They're on the freeway, on the I-5. So he's on the bike, and she's in the car, because they had to drive to go get the bike, and she's in the car following him.
Mm-hmm.
All of a sudden, there's some traffic. Now, let's just back up. He's actually, I think he had ridden for quite a few years. It wasn't like his first bike or anything. But he did not have a motorcycle insurance. Who knows? License. He had no motorcycle license.
No endorsement.
Right.
Yes.
But I do think he's somewhat of an experienced rider.
Yes.
So he hits the traffic, and I guess he wasn't expecting it. Dumps the bike. She sees the whole thing go down because she's behind him, the wife. She rushes out to him, and he dies in her arms. Have a nice day.
Yeah. You're fucked up. You are really fucked up.
It's a song.
You are fucked up. Anyway, I'd like to thank everybody for listening to this show.
Are you going to end on that?
And okay. For sharing the show, mm-hmm. And for all of your support. We really appreciate it. Remember, please download it and please share it. That's the way this thing takes off. We told you that after 25 episodes, we're going to reevaluate and see where we stand. But right now, things are good. Things are very good. So we really appreciate everybody doing what they're doing. And thank you so much.
Thank you.
And thank you, baby. I love you.
Love you.